in the conversation, 833-563-2539. What word or phrases, or maybe both, do you think are outdated? Maybe you even use them yourself, or you got a friend or a family member or a coworker. You're like, for the love of sweet baby Jesus, please stop saying that. Mackenzie, we were talking about this just a second ago, and you're like, well, this might be outdated just because I think you can't say it anymore.
Right. Some things are not correct to say. I remember growing up, my mom would say, oh, you're cruising for a bruising. And I don't think these days you can say you're cruising for a bruising because
you
sound like a beater. No, you can't.
Wait, you can't say that anymore?
No, if I was like, Lulu, you're cruising for a bruising. I mean, my mom is the cutest, sweetest little, like, petite thing ever. So mm-hmm. She is just a saying, obviously. But these days, I could not get away with that.
Did you ever take a cruise to the bruise?
Take a cruise? I got spanked when I was little. A little, like, on the booty. I don't spank. Lulu, she's very well behaved, my little girl. I just take things away. Like, okay, you don't have your tablet for an hour. If you don't listen, you know, those type of things. It works.
I'd rather have a bruise than that happen. 833-563-2539. That's just an example of an outdated word or a phrase. Word to your mother is one of those. It's like, who says that besides Vanilla Ice? Because there's this whole list I saw that was trending of different words.
What else you got?
Hated it. Like, what do you think? Hated it.
I still kind of like that.
Gee Willikers. I don't. That's all I've only heard that in a movie. Has anybody actually said, oh, Pork Chop's like, gee Willikers, guys? Or like Scooby Doo. Is that probably a Scooby Doo reference?
Isn't that Batman?
I feel like that, and maybe if you're in your 70s.
Jeepers. That's Scooby Doo.
Have you guys said, because I know I've said this in my life, jonesing, like, oh, I'm really jonesing for like a hamburger
sandwich
or a hot dog. Yeah, like if you really want something, you're craving it, you might say you're jonesing.
I've never said that before.
Okay. I used to say rad all the time, like when I was in elementary school.
So rad.
Yeah, man, me and my boys, we're going to go do some skateboarding later.
You know what I think phased out?
What?
I know, right?
Right, like totally.
I know, right?
How about Pete's sake? Like poor
For Pete's
Pete.
Sake?
Yeah, how is Pete doing, by the way?
I don't know, bad.
Okay.
Bad, obviously.
Did you guys ever used to say like this old phrase, off the chain? Like, oh man, this is this party. It's
off
gonna
the
be
hook.
It's gonna be off the chain.
I never said that. Thank God.
833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Jamie.
Jamie, I'm not trying to call you out, but is there a phrase or a word that, you know, needs to be put on hold for a while?
Oh, there is. My grandmother used to say it all the time, and she'd say, for crying out loud.
For crying out loud. That's a good one.
Jamie, what were you doing to your poor grandma? Because obviously she didn't like to cry out loud. What were you doing?
Well, it was funny because she would use it as reference to something that was terrible and something that was funny. She would like slap her knee, oh, for crying out loud. You know, so it just depended on the moment. It was so funny to me.
I like that she slapped her knee. It was a knee slapper.
Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. I think Liv the Web Girl said this to me before, or at least brought it up. This is how bad I am with like pop culture. Is it from the movie like Mean Girls? Like
So Fetch?
So Fetch. That is so fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah, that was one of the words that came up on there. Also, I've heard this one before, and it's usually older women that I've heard say it, not dudes. Suck it up, Buttercup.
You
better,
really?
Yeah.
Suck
oh,
it up, Buttercup.
You're having a tough one, Mackenzie? You better suck it up, Buttercup.
How about that's booty?
That's booty?
Yeah, like that's booty.
No, I've
like,
never.
That's like messed up.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell my boss today, that's booty, and I'm tired of it.
That's booty.
I kind of want to start saying that now.
I'm serious. Like, that's so old. I remember my friends, like, being like, you still say that, Pork Chop?
Another good one, too, and this, I think, has to be a Simpsons reference. We're talking about outdated words and phrases. I think of Bart Simpson. Don't have a cow.
Oh. No one says that.
No. Well, no. I think like back in the day I might have said that, but that's what I'm saying. If you're still using these, man, you've got a problem. These are outdated phrases and these are outdated words that you should definitely not be doing.
Time to let go.
Let's wrap it up this morning with Heather. Hey, Heather, what's a word or a phrase that's just outdated? We need to let it go right now.
I say, oh, my Lanta. I don't think this is like a word or phrase that is common, but I feel like I'm 32, but I'm an old lady on the inside, because who says, oh, my Lanta? And all my friends make fun of me.
I think that's so cute,
Did you get that?
That's like a you thing.
Did you get that from grandma?
I don't think so. I think maybe I was reincarnated and came back, and I just thought old grandma's soul is still inside me.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to let you go. I know it's almost time for dinner, so.
Hey. What about, like, shut the front door?
Whoa. Ooh, whoa. Okay, thanks for almost swearing there.
No, you say it in lieu of.
Okay.
It's a parent thing, like, you know.
So what, you're telling your, like, Lulu, shut the front door.
No, if you're in disbelief about something, you're like, what? Shut the front door.
Okay.
Pork chop is so scared. I'm gonna.
I
cuss.
Am too.
I won't.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to wrap it up with another word. We're gonna peace out of this bit. Okay. We're gonna peace out.